Hello and welcome to another episode of A Presence on Your Journey, a podcast of Community Autism Resources. And our guest is Crystal Medeiros, who is our development coordinator here at Community Autism Resources and also coordinator for our signature event, which is the Hearts and Hands Walk 5K Run and Family Fun Day for Autism. Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you, Dennis.
Can we start by telling us what will be going on this year and the date and the time and the location and so on?
Sure. Like you had mentioned, a lot of people will approach me and ask me, you know, how we can have this event basically free of charge for families. And I think it's really important right off the bat to let people know that, like you had mentioned, this is our signature fundraiser. And although Community Autism Resources is partially funded by the Department of Developmental Services, we depend on our annual walkathon to raise funds to continue to provide the free and vital services and supports that we do to children, teens, adults, and their families, as well as the communities that provide services to them. So we do this event, the Hearts and Hands Walk and 5K Run for Autism and Family Fun Day, as a thank you to everyone who puts effort into raising money for this event. So I just wanted to put that out there because I do get that question a lot. So this year, this is actually our 13th annual Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day. It's going to be on Saturday, October 1st, from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and it's going to be at Francis Farm, and the address there is 27 Francis Farm Road, and that's in Rehoboth, Mass.
And for people who did not attend last year or haven't been to one of these walks, and this is the third year we've been at Francis Farm, is it?
It is, yes.
And I wonder if you can kind of give us a brief kind of background of the facility itself.
Sure.
This is really a good move for us.
It definitely was. I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about Francis Farm. It's a beautiful location. It's safe for our families. We've heard nothing but good things about the location change. And for those listening who are not aware of the location change, a number of years we held our Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day at Bristol Community College in Fall River. And because they underwent a construction project in the area that we were using for our event, we were forced to kind of look elsewhere for another location, and we came upon Francis Farm. About this is our third year there, like you had mentioned, Dennis, and it's just beautiful. I mean, it's just a really, really nice place.
And what kind of activities, what kind of games, for example, particularly on the Family Fun Day side of the ledger?
Sure. So we have a lot of carnival-style games. We have a bubble creation station. We do arts and crafts. We have face painting, bounce houses, and things like that. We also have a pretty fantastic raffle. We get quite a few donations from local businesses that will help us out with making our raffle successful. And we also have an autism awareness store where a lot of people who haven't been in the past, some things that we typically sell at the autism awareness store is your very traditional autism awareness merchandise. You know, we have bracelets and keychains and car magnets. We do have quite a few new items this year that we've added to our autism awareness store, so we're excited to see how those sell.
And last year you introduced the 5K run. Are you having that this year, and how does that work?
We are. So this will be our second year that we've added the 5K run to our existing walkathon. So basically how it works is it is a separate registration for the 5K. For the 5K, we charge a registration fee, whereas for the walk, we do not charge a registration fee. With the runners, the first 100 participants to register, they receive a free t-shirt with their registration. And the 5K will take off at about 10:30, which is about 45 minutes prior to when our walkathon typically kicks off. And we do that just so that way the roadways don't get congested and we don't have runners and walkers in the same path. And a lot of our 5K runners know that it's a 3.1 mile run, whereas our walkathon is a little shorter distance. It's 2 miles.
Now, this event has a series of things. It culminates in a day-long walk and 5K run and Family Fun Day and so on. But there are fundraising opportunities that go on throughout the summer, in some cases even throughout the year. Can you go into some of the other fundraising opportunities that surround this event, like First Giving?
Sure. So as far as First Giving goes, we use First Giving. It's a free platform for raising money for nonprofit organizations. And what we usually do is we have teams and families who will register for the walkathon, and they'll take advantage of the free online fundraising page through First Giving. Like right now, we have 36 teams and families that have registered, and each of those teams has created their own First Giving page. So what they'll typically do is they'll I'll send it out through email or through social media to let their friends and family know that they're participating in this event, and they ask for pledges. They ask for donations to the organization. A lot of the families will write a story on their page, the reason why they're walking and why this event is so important to their family. A lot of times they'll also include how they've benefited from the services and supports that Community Autism Resources provide. So it makes it very personal for, you know, the families and the teams that are participating to kind of put their story out there and let people know why they're doing what they're doing and asking their family and friends for their support.
And are there deadlines?
For first giving, usually what we do is we take all of the totals off, usually on the Wednesday or Thursday before the actual walk. So that way we can kind of get our envelopes prepared for when we're going to registration for the day of. But that doesn't mean that if donations are made after that time that they will not be included for that team. It's just kind of for us to get a jump start, and so that way we can make the registration process run a little bit smoother. And as far as First Giving goes, we have something we call the 5K Challenge. We've been doing it now for, I'd probably say, about 3, maybe 4 years. And what we do is we want to reward our biggest fundraisers. So each individual or team who raises $5,000 will win either gift cards or gift certificates or something of that nature, not to exceed $500. And that can be used for educational, therapeutic, and or recreation opportunities. So in the past, we've had, like, for my team, JJ's Hope and Friends, I will typically get a gift certificate for my son, Jaden, who is on an elimination diet, to his favorite bakery, Duke's Bakery, where we get all of his food. We've had other teams like Westport Puzzle Pieces in the past that they've used their reward as a gift certificate towards the gymnastics program where their children go to. So it's different things like that that you can do. And with the 5K challenge, we keep the First Giving page open until midnight the week after. So like the deadline this year would be October 8th. So if people are really, really super close to that $5,000 mark, but they haven't reached it by the walk, we give them a week after that to still be able to collect some donations in order to get them to the $5,000 if that's what they're going for.
Now, last year you also introduced, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, but please correct me. You introduced the ad program, an ad book program, and I think the deadline may have already passed, but can you kind of describe how that works?
Sure. It did actually already pass, but this is actually our third year with the program. So for our walk and run, we always like to have a program booklet available for everyone. It has information about what's going on for the day, when things start, when things end, and it also has important information like emergency phone numbers for some of our first aid cars that are traveling the route of the walk. In case someone is not able to finish the walk or the run, we like to have those phone numbers inside of the program booklet, just so that way people have that information available to them. And we decided to add the ad space, or the space in the program, and we limit it just to family and friends, just to kind of stay away from the business sponsorship aspect of how a lot of times the ad space in the programs work. And the reason why we do that is because a lot of the families really enjoy keeping these as keepsakes from the event. So what they do is they'll submit photos and text either in honor of their loved one that has autism, who they are participating in this event for, or we've had some who have put in an ad for family members who have passed away, different things like that. So it's just a really nice way to kind of honor and remember with this program booklet. So how it works is it's a quarter page for $25, a half page for $50, and a full page for $100. And we just ask that the families or friends submit their photos to me along with the text of what they would like the ad to say. So it's made our programs better. I personally think it's made them better. They look nicer, and it's just like a really nice thing that people are willing to give us their words and the photos of their family members to put in display for everyone to see why they're doing what they're doing.
And you've also had in the past a volunteer recognition of the year and a business of the year. Are you at liberty to disclose any of that now, or should we
I am going to keep that a secret. We like to try to keep it a secret until walk day. I believe that this particular volunteer of the year and the sponsor of the year, I don't think that either will have any idea that they're going to get these awards.
So there's no breaking news here.
There's no
podcast.
Breaking news, not for this one, no.
This is quite a day, and I wonder wonder, when do you actually start putting the wheels in motion and planning for this? Because this is not something that you can put together in August, for example.
No, definitely not. To be honest, pretty much we finish, I would say, wrapping up the walk stuff, at least on my end. I finish up probably by the end of October, early November, because we publish a walk wrap-up news and kind of give the whole rundown of the day and thank who we need to thank and different things like that. So I would say, honestly, usually each year, right after the holidays, like come beginning of January, yeah. I start to get moving with the next year's event, because it does take a lot of time to coordinate all of these different aspects between getting teams and sponsors and just the whole thing. It really is quite the process. So I really do work on this event for pretty much the entire year. Yeah.
Now, is there anything I'm missing, anything that you want to stress more than others or anything like that that we've forgotten here?
Just again, honestly, I really just want to remind people that this is a fundraiser. It's our signature event. And although we offer, you know, all of the games, activities, prizes, and refreshments free at this event, I just want people to remember that it's a thank you to all of you who are participating, who are raising the funds to help us continue to do what we do. And it's also very important to say that without sponsors from this event would not be possible. We have quite a number of fantastic sponsors. I mean, we have some Diamond Hot sponsors, Golden Hot sponsors, Silver Hot sponsors. We have some Helping Hand sponsors. We get a ton of in-kind donations, whether it be in the form of gift certificates or different items to use in our raffle, beverages for the event, discounted rates on different services that we have. So I just want to make sure that people know it really does take an army to put this event on, and I'm so grateful for the help that I have here between my co-workers at Community Autism Resources, as well as all of our volunteers that sign up. And again, this event wouldn't run without volunteers either. We have a number of volunteers, and without them, we wouldn't be able to man all the games and make sure we're keeping everybody safe and different things like that. So just a huge thank you to my fellow co-workers here at CAR for the effort that they put into helping me get the job done, to all of the volunteers who sign up, to the sponsors who year after year commit, and to the families who are putting teams together and raising funds, putting their story out there and telling people why it's important to do what they're doing.
Crystal, thank you very, very much for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedule this time of the process in talking about the 13th annual Hearts and Hands Walk 5K Run and Family Fun Day scheduled for Saturday, October 1st at Francis Farm. Music used for A Presence on Your Journey was written by George Winston. Barbara Domain is our executive director. Our technical producer was Nicholas Domain. For more information on Community Autism Resources or to listen to this podcast, you can go to our website at www.community-autism-resources.com. Don't forget the dashes in between. And you can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. If you have iTunes, you can go to the bookstore and do a search for Autism, A Presence on Your Journey under podcast. And you can subscribe if you wish. Until next time, this is Dennis Polselli. Thank you for joining us.